sound there of some of the most brutal fighting that occurred during the Iraq War at the Battle of Fallujah, which took place nearly 10 years ago. Almost 100 Americans were killed there in November and December of 2004. Now, 2 years after U.S. combat forces have left Iraq, insurgents are back. A group linked to Al-Qaeda has basically taken over Fallujah and another major Iraqi city, Ramadi. Troops from Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki are fighting back with Hellfire rockets provided by the U.S. Mohammed Yahya is with the BBC's Arabic service, and he joins us today from London. And Mohammed, I mentioned that these are Al-Qaeda-linked fighters that have overtaken Fallujah and Ramadi, major Iraqi cities. Who are they affiliated with, and who are they in particular?
The Al-Qaeda-affiliated group is the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They're operating in both sides of the border in Iraq and Syria, and they are allied to some of the tribal forces in the western province of Anbar in Iraq. It's a large province that makes up around a third of the territorial area of Iraq.
And Mohammed, let me ask you, take us more deeper into the source of this current moment in Iraq, because Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is a Shiite, and so is this an extension of the sectarian violence that we've seen in Iraq over the past year between Sunnis who feel that they are being heavily discriminated against by the Iraqi government, or is this something different because of those external affiliations you just mentioned?
To understand what is going on, you have to look at this on two levels. First, you have to look at what is happening inside Iraq, where you have Shia-dominated government, the Maliki government, and you have the Sunni minorities, and they have their grievances. And this is an internal Iraqi problem. But then you have to look at the wider picture of what is happening all around the region with the start of the Arab revolts 3 years ago and the fall of several governments around Iraq, in Syria, in Egypt, in Tunisia. Now, this has created a political vacuum, and it led to major changes in the region, the most prominent of which is it has exacerbated the Sunni-Shia confrontation, and it had led to the resurgence of the fundamentalist Sunni movements, the jihadists, the Al-Qaeda-type groups, who have their ultimate goal of setting up their own states within the region. This is happening on both sides of the Iraq-Syria border. It's happening in Libya. It's happening in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. It's happening in Yemen.
So further destabilization of an already very sensitive situation in Iraq. Finally, Mohammed, I mean, another interesting aspect of what's going on in Fallujah and Ramadi right now is that the United States is arming Iraqi government fighters. So some heavy firepower here, but is it enough to win this battle, or are those Al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters very deeply entrenched in Fallujah?
They are not a huge number, and they don't pose an existential threat for the Maliki government. But they, from the Maliki point of view, they have to be kept in check. And this is why he's seeking, the military supplies from the U.S., the drones, the missiles, etc.
Well, Mohammed Yahya is with the BBC's Arabic service, speaking to us today from London about the insurgency going on in Fallujah and Ramadi. Mohammed, thank you.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.